There's another question about Eretz Yisrael. Why is there so much violence in Eretz Yisrael, and what's wrong with Zionism? Well, I don't, you know, it's a whole discussion, but it could very well be that those two things are related. One of the problems with Zionism, of course, was that the original goal of Zionism was to substitute for Yahadus, and to find a homeland, to find a solution to the Jewish problem, and to give a certain sense of national identity to the Jewish people, which they were lacking in the Golus, but very seriously, with obliterating the religious content, the original pioneers and Zionists, although some of them were frum. But the governments certainly and the leadership were out to destroy Yahadus, and what they did to so many of the religious Olim and the innocent, naive ones, Mamish deprived them of their religious life and religious traditions, because basically they wanted to make sure that we'll be just like all the other nations of the world. And that's really what's at the core of it. The Chofetz Chaim cried when he heard someone said, they wrote an article about hopefully someday we'll be able to have our own state, just like the state of Bulgaria, just recently Bulgaria become independent. And the Chofetz Chaim cried and said, after 2,000 years of Golus and such amazing prophecies of grandeur from the Nevi'im, we're going to settle just for another state, just like Bulgaria. We're looking for much more. And certainly the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael today clearly tells us, don't think that this is the Mashiach, and don't think that this is the Yeshua, and don't think that the Golus is over, because even though we may have a serious presence in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a battle every day of the week, and the Golus is still on and fierce, and we have to await. We should not settle for less than the eventual Molo Oretz Deas Hashem Kimaim Liyam Mechasim. This doesn't mean necessarily an endorsing of the Satmar or Neturei Karta position. Could very well be that the Shvuv Shelo Yalu B'choymo does not apply once the nations of the world agreed to the establishment of a state. Rav Meir Simcha Yerushalmeach was of that opinion. What it does mean, however, is that when it's done in a clearly negative way, clearly not as a strengthening of Yahadus and of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather without him, even on the money, his name isn't mentioned. There's so much indication that it was done despite him, not to enhance our contact with him. It really sends the wrong message, and that seems to be what the problem is. And maybe that's why we constantly have trouble to remind us that we're not there yet.